As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
That's right. If that music doesn't get you going, man. Let me tell you something, man.
I'll tell you what'll get you going is Shannon Sharpe's text messages, right?
Holy smokes, from the top rope. WrestleMania is undefeated.
Can we get those read on the air today?
I'm not sure I would be your co-host if I read those text messages verbatim.
Oh, my God. Shannon Sharpe releasing text messages yesterday may have killed the internet, huh?
I was going to have a chicken strip basket with the white gravy yesterday, and then I changed my mind after I read those text messages. I was like, I think I'll go with street tacos from Costco. No, thank you.
Oh, boy, Shannon Sharpe will be on First Take later on today, huh? How about that?
That is a complete mess.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely.
The allegations come out at, like, what? Like, right when our show was in, it was like 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And then Paul Heyman goes on McAfee show and just lets everything rip. If you don't know who Paul Heyman is, he is an ambassador slash creator of content slash WWE, ECW sort of like legend hype guy, right? He's like there. He normally is paired with somebody who's not good on a microphone and he just promotes. So he did Brock Lesnar for a while.
Okay.
Like here's this machine of a guy in Brock Lesnar, terrible on the microphone, pair him with Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
There you go.
So then he goes on McAfee show and just rips everything left from right, top to bottom. He's like, I really don't want to go on ESPN. Well, we need you to do this. All right, I'll do this one time. You'll never do it again? You'll realize in a second why I'll never be invited back on ESPN again. So that was yesterday.
Charles Barkley's taking notes. How do I get out of doing these shows?
No doubt, man. And then not only that, you have then the released messages that Shannon Sharpe said, okay, so if I'm going to get charged with this, here's what actually was said to me from no longer Jane Doe, full name, and a series of texts that I will not read on the air because nobody needs to hear that. You can read those if you'd like. It's also just a waste of your time.
Yep.
I didn't know if I'd been in the garage for too long, and if I had been, I was watching something that I didn't know really existed, an interview of twins.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us,
and he goes, run, he's got a gun. Our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
And mum distracted him to make him look the other way. And he looked the other way. And mum ran into the bush
behind the fence.
That's right.
And the guy goes to her, I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life before. I don't know what that was.
I thought I was getting trolled. I'm like,
And yes, your radio is working fine. Yes, I promise you on the FM dial.
Yes.
They are literally talking in unison about the exact same thing, not messing with the reporter.
I mean, I just don't know how you can do that. Yeah. I mean, unless you, you had a, I mean, it was almost like they were reading off of cue cards. I was like, it was so bizarre. And they're dressed identical too.
Which, they're identical twins.
Which made it even good. And it was like one of those things yesterday where like my phone just kept pinging and it's like every other person is sending this video of these twins standing out there interviewing or being interviewed by some, you know, TV station in Australia saying the exact, I've never seen anything in my life quite like that. Like, I'm like, what is this fake? Is this
it's real.
Sometimes, you know, you mess up the tape or something like that. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, no, this is real. These are people actually talking about this incident that took place in Australia. And it was everywhere yesterday. Like everybody was talking about this interview from these like older twins, adult twins down in Australia. And if you're an adult twin and you're still dressing alike, that's kind of weird too. I think it's a little weird, right?
Yeah. From the whole thing was fascinating.
From the Missouri side, what the blank am I hearing? And then from the Kansas side in all caps, why? Like, I don't know, man. Like, same. Yes. Like, I was
that and Shannon Sharp are what broke the internet yesterday, right?
Pretty
like,
much.
Like
and
seriously.
Nico Harrison.
And well, Nico Harrison, we could do 4 hours on that out of touch individual. I mean, my God. I don't know that we've heard a lot of dumb things covering sports and being around sports, like players and coaches and GMs and everybody. They say some dumb stuff every once in a while. Nico Harrison is running away with the dumbness meter of saying the dumbest possible things you could ever say in a position that he's in as the general manager of a team. I mean, I've never heard somebody so ignorant in my entire life with some of these comments that he's saying. I'm not even an NBA fan, and I know more about the pulse of the Dallas Mavericks than the guy who was the general manager of that team. I'd rather have those twins running the team.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
That's all I thought whenever I heard Nico Collins say what he said about Luca.
Is it Nico Collins or Nico Harrison?
Nico Harrison.
Nico Harrison. Who's Nico Collins? Why do
he's
I know that?
Chiefs player.
Chiefs wide receiver. Okay.
No, he's a Texans wide receiver.
There you go. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Nico Harrison.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Yes, you did, Percy. Yeah, they told you everything you need to know before you did it.
I didn't know fire was hot.
Yeah. I didn't know he was. Here's the audio.
I didn't know that Luca was important to the fan base. Huh. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively. We feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage.
Somebody trusted their organization.
We weren't able
to
do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
So then that made TNT must see television.
Is that my camera right there?
Okay. Uh-oh.
Oh yeah.
Listen, man. I consider you a friend of mine.
The way he's sucking the cheek.
Nico Harrison. I consider you a friend of mine. I wish you nothing but the best. I thought you did a good job last year with the Mavs. And obviously, whatever happened this year didn't work out. Man, don't do no more press conferences. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. I really don't. Like, I got sympathy and love for you, but I have zero idea what you're trying to do. This war is over, brother. You taking the L. I hope you keep your job. I hope that team get healthy. But man, don't do any more interviews. Please don't.
No, please do. No. I need more from this guy. I definitely do. I need more from this guy.
Don't kick him when he's down.
The greatest player maybe at currently in the NBA, right? Maybe you can debate that all you want. One of the greatest, right? The number one jersey seller in the NBA at this point in time. I didn't realize how important one of the greatest players in the league is to my fans. Like, that would be Brett Veach saying we're trading Patrick Mahomes, and then 2 weeks later going, we just didn't realize how important Patrick was. Brett, everybody's got their hair cut like the gentleman, and everybody's wearing a 15 jersey. Yeah, we just thought it was a fad. Or it would be like JJ saying, you know what, we've traded Bobby Witt Jr., people losing their minds, and JJ going, we just didn't realize how important he was to the fan base. Oh, you mean the only guy that the organization has ever signed? Like, as a young player and kept them here forever, you didn't realize how important that guy, like, how stupid are people? Like, oh my God. It's like when people say I couldn't do those jobs, I laugh at them because you've got nitwits like that running an organization.
Yeah, it just fits the par for the course for selling the team.
Oh, you're in now on that, aren't you?
Oh, Mac and I already had the conversation this morning. We're like, we're all in.
I was never out on it. I don't think it's
were. Okay.
No, it's definitely that's what's happening.
Because, you know, it's clear as day. I mean, when I strapped on that tinfoil hat and told you, oh, they're selling the team, you know, because of the gambling thing down in Texas. If you don't know, it's owned by a gambling company, the Mavericks are. They've been trying to get gambling passed in Texas for about a decade. They can't get it done for at least two more years now. This group owns the Sands Casino. There's talk of an NBA team going to Las Vegas and building their own arena. You've got a casino magnate, however you want to say it, that owns one of your teams. They're trying to get to Las Vegas. That's major league right there.
I mean, you think about the dominoes have to fall. Lose a superstar, which equals lose the fan base, which the year prior you sold the team from its original owner. Now everybody hates you.
And you're losing your sponsors, too.
You're going to fire your GM. Well, now you can go hire anybody you want. Because you fire GM after he does everything that you wanted to do. Because I thought they did make a good point on that TNT pregame show where he was like, I think it was Kenny Smith who's like, yeah, he's one of my good friends. I talked to him literally the day after the trade happened. He's like, this is something that like that position of that power you have to do. You have to like take the bullets. Mm-hmm. You have to do that. And then what's the ownership do? Hey, thanks for doing all that, for being our, you know, Teflon vest. You're gone. We'll fire you. That'll make us, you know, look like we actually care.
Right.
And then in the middle of the night, we're going to go somewhere else.
So think about how many bullets, you know, that Dayton Moore took for the Glass family over the years. You know, when they wouldn't open the checkbooks and sign guys and everybody's blaming Dayton for this or Dayton for that or whatnot. That guy stood up there and said, it's all on me, right? That's what you have to do as a general manager. You hope you get a nice check on the way out the door, because that's the ultimate payback. People go like, what's in it for him to do all that? A huge ass check when fire him, right?
He'll get a buyout, go away for a little bit, and then he'll be like a minor executive. He'll never have that job again because he'll never be able to escape.
Well, you can't sell that to a fan base. You just can't.
Have gotten that buyout anyways?
Probably a bigger buyout, you know, probably a little bit more money on top of that. But there's no saying that he was going to be fired after this season. If you don't trade Luka, you're not going to get fired. So
he'll never be a GM again.
So, but he's got a check to walk away. Or like, think of like Mike Budenholzer out
but
there.
But he'll be like a minor exec. Like, he'll be somebody that's like an understudy.
Who the hell cares, man? Right. Like, I'll tell you, the dream job is to get a check that guy's going to get and disappear, like Mike Budenholzer for Phoenix. Guy signed a 5-year contract, coach 1 year, is getting 4 years to do nothing.
No, that's awesome.
That's the way to go, man.
I didn't know the sponge is supposed to be wet.
Like, it showed you that it's supposed to be wet.
Yeah, but if you're that guy, you get a check, you go away, you never have to work a day again in your life. It's fantastic. I mean, it's overrated to go run these teams. You're never going to do anything right. The fans hate you all the time, unless you win a championship. I mean, take the check and go. That guy's living the dream right now.
Yeah. That guy literally, I don't know if he's living
it. I disagree completely with that.
If somebody would have told me, like, this is how you get paid, I'd be like, oh, man, I don't know.
You got to do what you got to do. Nobody else is looking out for you, man. So you got to take that check. You got to run. I think it's a dream job.
GM of one of the biggest franchises in sports.
Yeah, but those jobs, especially in the NBA, as we saw, you know, Budenholzer, the head coach. How many head coaches were fired after leading their teams to the playoffs?
You know better than I do. GM probably good through three head coach spans usually.
You think that many? See, I was going to say 3 years for a GM in the NBA.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know. I'm
saying generic sports wise, GM way longer lifespan than a head coach.
GM comes in, you hire your first coach. If he fails, you get your second coach. You don't get a third coach.
Fair.
You don't get a third coach. If your first two coaches that you've hired have failed, you do not get a third coach. Take the check.
There are anomalies how that does work though. Because if your first coach fails because it's an old regime, that's a pass.
If
your second coach is successful and they move on and that's out of your control, you get a third. And if that guy doesn't work, then you are.
Well, the first one isn't yours. Yeah, but the first one wasn't yours, so you inherited that guy. Yeah. You got the second coach. He went on. But usually if you're a GM, you get two coaching hires. Like, and if they don't work out, you're gone.
Like if Andy retired and then Veach was still the GM, which I assume he probably will be, and that coach doesn't work, does he get another one?
Yeah, he gets one more.
Okay.
Yeah, you get one more. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And then you're fired after that. Yeah, I mean, you only get a certain opportunity. You know, it's, you know, certain general managers who do other things get more of a leash. You know, like Carl Peterson ran the entire organization. He got a couple of coaches out of that deal, right?
Yeah.
Same with Dayton Moore. You know, he got a couple of managers out of that type of deal. So it just depends on who you are and what you do for an organization. But I'm thinking a nondescript NBA guy who nobody knew of until he traded Luka is probably going to get, you know, I don't even know who's the coach of the Dallas Mavericks? Rick Adelman? I mean, who coaches that team? Don Nelson? Like, does he get the opportunity to hire the next guy after that? I don't know. Is Don Nelson dead?
I got a feeling he's gone.
No, I think he's in Hawaii smoking weed.
I do know he's doing that.
Yeah, no. I honest to God think like Don Nelson is sitting in a hut in Hawaii smoking the hell out of some ganja.
No, his weed's called
eating
Nelly
pineapple.
Kush. I'm like dead serious.
No, it is. You're right. Yeah. Somebody went over there recently and did this big story on Don Nelson. I forget.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Forget who it was. I think it was during COVID or soon after COVID, and he's just walking around, man, in flip-flops. Like, that guy's living the life.
Yeah.